Hello, friends. So first off, I just want to say I apologize for the fucking dog barking. There's nothing more annoying than this dog during any type of thunder or anyone walking down the street. And it's just one more reason why I cannot wait until Jenna and I move. I'll probably talk a little bit about that in the podcast. But yeah, dude. This fucking dog, man. Oh my goodness, I want to punt her sometimes. Just one time, just so she knows, you know? Or just like squeeze her face until she understands why I'm so angry. And I get so mad. And the other thing, whatever. I'm going to try to not start off on that bad of a note. But like, so yesterday, Jenna and I tried to record a podcast, and what happened was the fucking computer crashed at the very end of the podcast. While we were wrapping up, the computer crashed. I tried to recover it. It recovered about 3 minutes of our conversation, and it was skipping the entire time, and there's nothing more frustrating than that, except for this dog that I swear... Oh, man, this is why I guess I can't say that I'm an animal lover, because of dogs like this. And like I don't love possums. I don't love raccoons, like weird animals like that. I don't love them. So I guess I'm not like an animal lover per se. But whatever, man, you know, sometimes hopefully this dog will be quiet so I could do the podcast, because I know I said that I was going to do podcasts on Monday. And I couldn't this Monday because of my new job, working 12s. I'm just going to get this out of the way and say that I am definitely not going to be posting podcasts on the days that I work 12s, just because it's such a long day. And it's not that it's like very grueling work, but it's exhausting. 12 hours moving people, it's just exhausting. So I'm probably not going to be doing that on the days that I work. So once I get like a set schedule, I'll be able to know more about when I'll be posting the podcast, or whatever. But God damn, this dog's annoying. anyway, man, let's get into it. What is going on, everybody? Hi, I hope you guys are doing super duper well today. I was doing well until I tried to record this thing and this fucking dog won't shut up, man. Oh, coming out hot, coming out spicy into this podcast right now. Spicy like a cayenne pepper. Anyway, man, what's happening? I've been running a lot lately at the park, and there really is something about, like, so I've been running the Metro Parks, which if you're not from Ohio, it's basically, it's like the park system here. So you're running through the woods, and the place I run, there's a river right next to it. So I'm running through the woods, which, and then another 50 yards to the side of me is a river. And, man, it's so fucking peaceful. And it's like a weird form of meditation. And I noticed that when you run, the first mile and a half, I'll say, is absolutely the hardest. Because after you get past that mile and a half, you're like, you're good. You're good to go. And today when I was running, I went 5 miles and some change, but, on my way back, so like I'll run you know, 2.5 miles or whatever, and then turn around. But on the way back, at about 1.5 miles left to go, it started just downpouring on me. And when you're under the trees, it's even more peaceful because you just hear the rain hitting the leaves. But there's a lot of open spots where you're not covered. And I got drenched. But it was nice because, you know, at the end of a run, you're exhausted. You're breathing heavy. It's hot. It's sticky. And then that rain comes and it was like, oh my gosh, this is so refreshing. Except the only thing that's annoying about that is like getting in your car when you're soaking wet. That's so annoying. But anyway, Jenna and I, we did a phenomenal podcast yesterday. I was so proud of it. And then we're wrapping it up and the computer decided to crash. So I'm going to try to do it solo this time. And I guess we'll see if it's the same. I don't even know how to get to where I was because, oh, there we go. So I don't know if you guys know about this TikTok app. A lot of it is like young people or like already big YouTuber. This dog hasn't stopped barking this entire fucking podcast, and I'm gonna go up there and kill it, I swear. Not really, but like I want to. Anyway, so it's like people that are already famous or like young kids that post these videos of them dancing or doing like these trend videos, whatever. It's a little bit annoying, but there's a whole nother section of TikTokers that, you know, they're a special group. They are. they're different, man. I don't know what. I'm going to play the videos and react to them. Not react to them, but talk about them a little bit. And then if you go to my Instagram, if you don't already follow me, it's John Thozeski, JonThozeski. I always post like when I put the new podcast out, and this one is going to be a little bit special. It's going to be a screenshot of the podcast episode. And then when you swipe, I'm going to include like the screen sharing videos of the videos that I'm going to go over. So if you want to understand why I'm laughing, you can go look on my Instagram and it'll be on there. So I'll do that. And then actually I wanted to go over the UFC card this past one real quick because it was, I feel like I say this every time, but it's because every time I say it, every time I do like a UFC recap, it's always because I was so shocked because of the fights. I'm not going to do one over a mediocre fight, you know? But yeah, I do want to go over this one because it was an incredible card. And thanks to Shaw, by the way, we have to jump through loops to find streams. I mean, jump through loops to find streams because he went on every single podcast talking about how he's using these illegal streams and he kind of fucked us, okay? And he's saying, oh, you think I have that much power that I could get the UFC stream shut down. No, you don't have enough power, but you bringing all this attention to it is what got these shut down. We're not saying you got them shut down. What people are saying is you bringing light to it on podcasts that get millions of viewers brought the attention to it, and that's why these streams got shut down. The whole thing, if you go to like the UFC or MMA thread on Reddit, it's deleted. So you have to jump through loops, go to sketchy sites just to find a stream. And I get it. I could pay for the fight and not do that. And you guys are like probably thinking, well, why don't you just pay for it instead of bitching? Because, man, I'm trying to, Jenna and I are trying to save up to move by the end of summer. So we're saving all of our money. I don't have an extra $70+ a month to be putting towards a UFC fight. So, if so facto, I got to find a stream. Now, the prelims were on ESPN. I only actually... I heard that the Calvin Kattar knockout was a good one, but I didn't watch it. What I did watch was the Carolina, don't know how to say her last name, and Alexa Grasso fight from there on. And I gotta say, the way that Alexa Grasso, if that's the wrong way of saying it, if it's Grasso, I apologize, but I'm gonna say Grasso. If it's the way that she pieced apart Carolina, the way that she did it was so impressive because people don't do that. Now, Carolina, she's 13-5, so she has lost before this, but she never looked as bad as Alexa Grasso made her look. And I have to say, these two, I don't know what it is about Carolina or Carolina, but she is such a little sweetie pie, you know? And to see her get pieced apart like that from what I will consider another dime piece, call it sexist or whatever you want, but I hate seeing two attractive girls in the UFC just go at it because I don't want either of them to get hurt. When it's dudes, it's like, yeah, whatever. And I know that is so fucking, that's sexist or whatever, but I don't want to see it, okay? Alexa Grasso, dime piece. Carolina, super cute. She's not a dime piece, but she's like, oh my God, I want to hug her and like just cuddle with her, you know? Oh, forgot to turn my phone off. Wow, I am just blasting you guys with unwanted noises today. The dog, the phone, that's going to be it. Unless I have to burp, because you know we just let our burps go. But anyway, yeah, Alexa Grasso just pieced apart Carolina, which was so impressive. The next fight was the Aljamain Sterling and Pedro Munhoz. Aljamain easily won that one. I think he had like whatever, you know, the significant strikes, like 50+ more than Pedro Munhoz. But Aljamain, he's probably next up for bantamweight. I think so. I don't know what you guys think. You guys don't really give me any kind of feedback. You know that. Tatiana Suarez and Nina Ansaroff. Tatiana in that last round looked a little bit iffy. And I'll say this, okay? I don't know if I said it before, but like Tatiana Suarez and I were talking back and forth for a while about doing a podcast. Every time she'd give me a time, give me a day, I would set it up so that I was ready, and then she'd just ghost. And this happened probably 4 or 5 times. With that being said, I still wanted her to win, and I actually messaged her before the fight, and I was like, hey, even though you blew me off 27 times for the podcast, still want to say good luck, whatever. Just put like the crying emoji. But yeah, I mean, I don't see anyone, and she was very injured going into that fight. Her neck is a serious issue, and that could be an issue going forward too. Neck issues are scary. I hope it's not. I hope that's not the case because I am a fan of her, even though, you know, like I just said, blew me off 27 times. It's just like, it's just annoying because, like, if you're going to tell me a time and a day that you're free and I clear that time in my schedule for that, like, I could be doing something else. just tell me that you can't make it. Don't, like, leave me waiting. It's frustrating. Anyway, but yeah, she won the first two rounds easy. So that third round, as long as she was alive, she was good to go. Now, these guys, I don't really know how to say their name. Ty Tuivasa and Blagoy Ivanov. Jesus. I murdered those names. That was a boring fight, right? The heavyweights, that was a boring-ass fight. Ivanov won. Jimmy Rivera, Peter Yan. I actually don't remember watching this fight. Oh, you want to know the truth? Fell asleep. I fell asleep for a short period of time, but I promise you that I woke up. Oh, wait, did I fall asleep for this fight? No, I didn't fall asleep. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't paying attention for this. It was the heavyweights that I fell asleep for a second. Yeah, this one I fell asleep during the heavyweights. This one I wasn't really interested in, and then the stream went down as well, so I was like extra not interested. It went out in the third round. That's what happened with this one. Now we get to the three main fights. Tony Ferguson, Donald Cerrone. This was the main event of this card. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. This was the fight that everybody bought this for. the doctor stoppage kind of ruined this fight, I guess. Now, Tony Ferguson, to me, in my opinion, number one lightweight in the UFC. I think he beats Khabib. I think him and Connor, that would be a good fight. Who knows what's going on with Connor, though? The dude can say whatever he wants, but unless you're fighting regularly or at least, you know, once a year, who knows what's really going on in his head? When he was coming up, I think Connor was one of the greatest fighters to fight. But now he has this huge, enormous fame, and I just don't think the drive is there anymore. And I could be wrong. I could be dead wrong on that. But Ferguson, and the fight or the punch at the end of the second round that was late. You guys gotta know, Tony Ferguson is not a bad dude. It's heat of the moment. Emotions got the best of him. He fucked up. Yeah. But he's not a bad dude, and that punch didn't have anything to do with Cerrone's eye blowing up like a fucking balloon. What happened was he blew his nose, and when your nose is broke, you can't blow your nose like that. It caused the pressure from him blowing his nose caused the air to blow his eye up. Your mouth, your nose, your ears, all that shit, all connected. So if one of those are broke, the air's going somewhere, and it, Jesus, you could see, it was insane because you could see after he blew it, he went straight for his eye like, oh no, I fucked up. And the doctor stoppage, I'm not mad at that, you know, even if his eye wasn't blown up like that. Tony Ferguson is one of the rarest fighters in the UFC because he starts slow and gets better as the rounds go on. And that's terrifying. That's why I think he gets it done against Khabib, because he's also a nightmare on the ground. Khabib's going to take him down. That's what Khabib does. He takes everybody down. He could take anybody down, I think. He could take some of the heavyweights down. The dude just, he's a monster at taking people down. Now, Tony on the ground, though, is a nightmare. And I heard Schaub say it, and I agree with this. I think it could be a stoppage from bleeding in a five-minute round on the ground. I think Tony's going to be throwing elbows and cutting Khabib up. And I think that's going to be a great fight. The cowboy fight. But I did hear also that they're going to fuck Tony over on this one because they want to see what Connor's doing. It's like the... you know how DC wouldn't fight Stipe again because he wanted to wait for Brock Lesnar? That's what's going on right now at lightweight? That they want to see what Connor's doing before they give it to Tony, which is fucked up, man. And Tony screwed himself at the end of that fight by saying that he would do the rematch because... Now, I mean, that's probably what they're going to do. And, whatever. And Tony's one of those guys that's not going to demand a title fight. Which is part of his downfall, you know? But, yeah, whatever. That was a crazy fight. And, like I said, the doctor stoppage, I'm not mad at it because I think they kind of saved Cowboy from taking any extra damage. Valentina Shevchenko killed a chick. Dude, that was... I say this a lot, but that was the most brutal head kick I've ever seen. And being from Cleveland, seeing Jessica I get killed like that fucking sucks. Valentina Shevchenko is just handing out CTE to the women's flyweight division. And like, who can they even put in there against her? It's such a short pool that she's going to be the champ as long as she wants to. She is my absolute favorite person, by the way. Now, this is like in the UFC now. I'm the biggest I would buy one of those shitty fight kits if it was Valentina Shevchenko. She brutally paralyzed Jessica I for a period. I was actually like terrified because I didn't think she was going to get up, and I was like shitting my pants because she was just, you know, it was one of those knockouts where her whole body was just shaking, and I'm like, oh no, that's it. And then Valentina, like, tiptoes around her to her corner, does the post-fight interview, speaks English. What I've heard from sources was perfect Spanish and, what was it, Russian or something? One of the people I heard talk about her Spanish, by the way, said she speaks better Spanish than 99.9% of the Spanish-speaking UFC fighters or people ever. That her Spanish is so perfect. And then the dance she did at the end, just for the hell of it, how can you not love that girl? She is an amazing person, and I'm a fan. If somebody wants to send me a Valentina Shevchenko fight kit, you'd be the greatest of all time. That fuck, dude, that head kick was so brutal. She's just handing out CTE. She's like, oh, you want... She's like, Valentina Shevchenko is like Oprah with the CTE. She's like, you get CTE. You get CTE. You get CTE. Hey, check this out. Good douche. It was... insane. That was a performance of the night, I guess. But it's not, because that's not really a fair fight for Jessica Eye. I guess, what was she ranked? I don't know what she was ranked, but it doesn't matter because Shevchenko's that good. Whoever you put in front of her, that's going to happen. So that was a fucked up fight. Then the main event, Henry Cejudo and Marlon Moraes. Marlon almost had that fight. Well, I say that he had the first round. But after the first round, I don't know if you guys were watching the fight or not. In his corner, I forget what his coach's name, but he was like, think of all the all the shit your mother fucking sacrificed to get you here. And I was like, dude, this is the first round and he just won. So I'm thinking that they saw quit in him before we saw the quit in him. Because he was outside just leg kick, leg kick, leg kick. And it was fucking Cejudo up. He was taken out on a wheelchair because his legs were all messed up. That was insane. That I just feel like they saw that in camp or something before we saw him like really quit and just take a beating. Because for you to bring in like his mother's sacrifice at the end of a round that he just won, that's saying something. And now Cejudo at the end saying that he wants to get paid like a heavyweight and best combat athlete of all time. Let's take it easy. I get it. You're an Olympic champ, two divisional champ, whatever. You're not getting paid like a heavyweight, first of all, because you're not a draw. It sucks, but the little guys just are not, they're just not draws. And best combat athlete of all time? There's a man named John Jones that would say otherwise. But overall, incredible card. Yeah, that was a great card. I'm curious to see what happens with Tatiana Suarez, though. Because her neck really is fucked up. I don't think people realize how bad her neck issue was going into that. But anyway, that was a great card. I'm pretty sure there's a good fight coming up, too. Oh, yeah, the Korean Zombie's fighting. What was that, Saturday? Yeah, that's on, better be on ESPN, not ESPN Plus. So I'll be pissed. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, 22nd is Korean Zombies fighting. 29th is Ngannou versus Dos Santos. He's got some good fights coming up. Should be good. With this app, TikTok, like I said before, a lot of it is people trying to get famous or get likes and stuff, but there's a whole nother area of TikTokers. And since you guys know I love my Starbucks, I wanted to open it up with this young lady.
Signing into TikTok, what's going on? I'm over here at Starbucks. This is what I gotta say about Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It sucks. McDonald's coffee. It sucks. Freaking Burger King coffee. It sucks. But Starbucks, it's 100% specifically delicious.
So. This lady has all of three teeth. And well, first off, let me say that I 100% specifically agree with her. That I think Starbucks is 100% specifically delicious as well. And Burger King, it sucks. McDonald's, it sucks. Frickin' Dunkin' Donuts, it sucks. Now, this lady, how do I say this? I told you she has three teeth. She has a tank top on, and I'm assuming she's inside of a Starbucks because of the lighting. And she has like a hunting knife clipped inside of her bra. Let's listen to it one more time.
Hi, guys. What's up? This is Bethany signing into TikTok. What's going on? I'm over here at Starbucks. this is what what I gotta say about Dunkin' Donuts coffee. It sucks. McDonald's coffee. It sucks. Freaking Burger King coffee. It sucks. But Starbucks, it's 100% specifically delicious.
Do you think, do you guys think that Starbucks endorsed her to do that? She, here's what I gotta say. What made her do that, first off? Second off, there was not once in her mind, which is what actually is going to be a reoccurring theme. No one in this TikTok community that I like does a second take ever. It's one take, post it. This whole TikTok thing, this TikTok movement has become my life. Yesterday and today, all I've been doing is looking for these TikToks. I'm trying to like get it so that these kind of videos are the only ones I get, and I don't get like the people that are dancing and stuff. So I've been liking all of these picture or videos, whatever, because these are the ones that I really like. I think, what's up, Beth? It's Bethany coming to you live. Here's what I gotta say. I love that. And there, she has other videos of like her trying to do the dances that other people do, and she's like in public, and people, you could just watch people in the background like look at her like, what the fuck, what is this crazy bitch doing? Now the next one, this guy has three videos that I'm a big fan of, so I'll just play them all for you.
Alright, Crow, I hear you're the best lightsaber duelist. I challenge you to a duel then. Name a place, a time. I don't care where. I don't care when. But I want to see who's the best.
Now, this one I picked because his face in this video is so serious. And again, these are going to be on my Instagram. I'm going to screenshot these things so that I can post them. His face is so serious in this video. Calling out Crow. And he's like, every now and then you see him look to the, like, the side, because I'm assuming he's reading off of a script. I should have looked at Crow, because this guy probably has more lightsaber things. Now, this is a two-parter, this next video of his. I'll play this one for you.
Yeah, T, we're going to be stuck here for a few days. Most likely 3 or 4, because this sandstorm's getting worse. Oh, God, there's sand in my eye. I got sand in my eye. God damn it.
That one's accompanied with this one, the sandstorm. This is a sandstorm role play.
Is anyone in there? Can we please come in? There's a sandstorm out here, and I got a wounded guy. Well, yes. All right, Pete, come on.
Now, you might think like, oh, well, that kid is, he's just having fun. Hey, it's not a kid. It's a grown person with a, I don't even want to say toy gun, because that wouldn't do it justice. He's got this neon green, this neon green toy gun with a baby blue scope on it, I guess you could say. And one of my favorite parts about his, let me play it again and pay attention to his voice. Specifically, or as Bethany would say, specifically the tone of his voice.
please come in. There's a sandstorm out here, and I got a wounded guy. Well, yes. All right, Pete, come on.
Hello? Is anyone in there? So, what this is telling me is he shot this at night or early in the morning, and his parents were still sleeping, and he couldn't be too loud, but he wanted to make the effect that he was screaming because of the sandstorm. He goes, doo, doo, doo. Hello? Is anyone in there? Dude, these TikToks. When you see the video, it does it justice for why I like them so much. Where's the other guy that I like a lot? I really like this. Oh, here we go.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? So here's a piece of advice. If you are unemployed or about to be unemployed, make sure that you buy multivitamins. Trust me on this one, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to help you in the long run. Because the reason why is because if you're unemployed and you don't have any money coming into your bank account, trust me, you need multivitamins. You have to. It will help you in the long run. It will help you on the long run. I promise you this one. Trust me.
Okay, so this this young man, I just don't understand where this is coming from. Let me listen to it again real quick.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? So here's a piece of advice. If you are unemployed or about to be unemployed, make sure that you buy multivitamins. Trust me on this one, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to help you in the long run. Okay. The reason why is because if you're unemployed and you don't have any money coming into your bank account, trust me, you need multivitamins. You have to. It will help you in the long run. It will help you on the long run. I promise you this one. Trust me.
Look, so he's just trying to look out for your health, I guess. There's like a ton of TikTok stickers on this video. Like, I think trying to bring attention to this because it's like a public public service announcement. It's a heads up. The hashtags he used were hashtag advice, hashtag heads up, hashtag unemployed, hashtag no money, hashtag multivitamin. He also has, he's wearing his hat like a gangster, and he has like, I think he's wearing it like crooked because he has the mic clipped to the bill of his hat. So it's better for the volume. I like how he goes. Let me find the part.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? So here's a piece of advice. If you are unemployed or about to be unemployed, make sure that you buy multivitamins. Trust me on this one, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to help you in the long run.
This part right here. Listen to the reason he gives. He says, because if you are unemployed or don't have any money in your bank account, and listen to the reason why he gives you.
The reason why is because if you're unemployed and you don't have any money coming into your bank account, trust me.
Here's the thing, like, if you don't have any money, you're unemployed, you don't have any money in your bank account, here's the reason why. Trust me on this one. He just says, trust me, it's going to help you in the long run, okay? Just trust me. This is going to help you in the long run. You need multivitamins. Trust me.
Multivitamins.
This guy.
It will help you in the long run. It will help you in the long run. I promise you this one. Trust me.
I don't know. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. Here's another good one. We have two more people with like two or three more videos. This one. This one might be my favorite, actually.
Fine. Since I have to fucking do this. Hi, guys. I'm Batarina. But please don't ever fucking call me that when you talk with me. Please call me Rena if you have to. If you couldn't tell, I'm a 21-year-old vampire. Just look at the fucking bat ears on my head. And one thing to definitely know about me is do not ever fucking piss me off. That's the wrong thing to do. Bye.
Fine.
Okay. Since I have to fucking do this, my name is Batarina. Imagine meeting this person. All right, since I have to fucking do this, my name is Batarina, but don't ever fucking call me that. Okay, well, that's strange. Here, we'll go by this as if her and I were having a conversation.
Since I have to fucking do this. Hi, guys, I'm Batarina, but please don't ever fucking call me that when
you... Okay, well, why'd you just tell me your name then? No, I'll call you whatever you want, but why'd you tell me your name if you followed it up with, don't ever fucking call me that?
Talk with me. Please call me Rena if you have to.
Oh, okay, I'll call you Rena. Why didn't you just introduce yourself as Rena? Instead of saying that your name was Batarina, but not to ever fucking call you that.
If you couldn't tell, I'm a 21-year-old vampire. Just look at the fucking...
Oh! You're a 21-year-old vampire? How do I know?
Bad ears on my head.
Oh, there's bad ears on your head. That's how I know. That clears it up. If you had no idea that she was a 21-year-old vampire, just look at the fucking bat ears on her head.
And one thing to definitely know about me is do not ever fucking piss me off.
Okay.
That's the wrong thing to do. Bye.
Oh, so you're a psychopath. The title? Batarina, 21-year-old vampire intro video. That's her intro video to you. So, like, you know how on Facebook you have, like, the about me? Imagine putting that. Hey, my name's Batarina, but don't ever fucking call me that. Call me Rena if you have to. I'm a 21-year-old vampire. If you couldn't tell, just look at the fucking bat ears on my head. Oh wait, she had another video and she was actually like super nice. This one, I think.
This video is just for Hufflepuffs, so if you're not a Hufflepuff, then please keep scrolling.
Oh.
Okay, so I told you motherfuckers, you need to restock the hot cocoa when you're done with this. I can't deal with the bullshit in the school. This video is just for Hufflepuffs,
so
if you're not a
Hufflepuff, then please keep scrolling. So aggressive. It's so aggressive. What did she say at the end?
Okay, so I told you motherfuckers, you need to restock the hot cocoa when you're done with it. I can't deal with the bullshit in the school. This video-
Hey, this is for Hufflepuff, so if you're not Hufflepuff, keep scrolling. Alright, well first off, what if I'm Slytherin, but I also like hot cocoa? Do I not have to follow your rules? Or is Hufflepuff the... I don't remember that part in Harry Potter. So I don't know if she's role-playing. I don't remember Hermione saying, hey, this is for Hufflepuff only. If you're not Hufflepuff, get the fuck out, motherfucker. I told you, motherfuckers, to restock the goddamn hot cocoa. I'm sick of this shit. That would have been the dopest Harry Potter. If she came in like, Ron, you cocksucker, I told you to fucking refill the hot cocoa. I'm sick of you, Harry, you little bitch. And Guardian Leviosa, motherfucker. First off, this is for Hufflepuff, so if you're not Hufflepuff, keep scrolling. Dude, this app is amazing. Now, this last person is my absolute favorite person on this entire app. Let's just play.
Hello, this is Captain Marcel. My sister went down. I'm going down to the mountain to save my sister. Tell everybody I'll be back. I need a backup. I'll see you later. Bye. Gotta save my sister. Bye. This is Captain Marcel.
This This is Captain Marcel. I gotta save my sister. Gotta go. I need backup. Okay, gotta go. Bye. Captain Marcel is one of my absolute favorites. Let me watch this one real quick.
Hello, everybody. Mayday, mayday. I'm in trouble. I'm going down. My ship going down. Help me. Anybody help me? Help me. Help me. My ship went down. Tell my family I love you all. See you later. Bye.
Okay, so that one... That one, when she says, see you later, bye, you'll be able to see this on if you go to the Instagram. She goes, see you later, bye, and then dies. Pretend dies. Mayday, 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 gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. She's so intense with it that she's my favorite. Listen to them both real quick.
Hello, this is Captain Marcel. My sister went down. Okay. I'm going down into the mountain to save my sister.
Let's go.
Tell everybody I'll be back.
All right.
I need a backup.
What?
I'll see you later. Bye.
Okay,
I gotta save my sister. Bye.
Bye.
This is Captain.
This is what too.
Hello, everybody. Mayday, mayday. I'm in trouble. I'm going down. My ship going down. Help me. Anybody help me? Help me. Help me.
And then it cuts to another video.
My ship went down. Tell my family I love you all. See you later. Bye.
Yo, I really like hers, though, because she also posts videos like this.
Hello, everybody. I'm just reminding you. Make sure you drink plenty of water. It's going to be hot today. Drink ice cream. Anything. Just make sure you drink plenty of cold water to stay cool. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye.
She's like the sweetest. She's a sweet little lady that just, like, wants you to stay hydrated and, you know, make sure you drink plenty of water. You know, it's very hot today. Make sure you have plenty of water or ice cream, but make sure you drink plenty of water. She's just a sweetheart, really. TikTok's my favorite app. It's the greatest thing that I didn't know that I was missing. My goodness. Jesus. Did you guys see that that old lady that was like spinning on the helicopter? They said she got struck by lightning or lost, struck by lightning, and then attacked by something. And then when she thought she was getting saved, they hooked that poor woman up to that helicopter, and she was spinning out of control. I don't know who it was, but somebody counted like 47 times she was spinning, or 70. It might have been 74. I might be dyslexic. It might have been 74 times they counted her spin. And in the radio version where you hear the pilots talking back and forth, he's like, oh yeah, she's definitely knocked out by now. Her husband said that this is messed up. Her toes were like blue. Her fingers were blue. Her eyes were blue because they said that how fast she was spinning and how many times just broke all of her blood vessels. Oh, man. Oh, I'm in a dark mood today, guys. Imagine the audio from inside of her, like, personal bag that was spinning. It would have been like, that poor lady. Oh, man. Oh, why do I have such a dark humor sometimes? I apologize for that. Jesus Christ. I think I'm going to end it here just because I feel like a monster now. You know, sometimes I get to a dark place. So, yeah, we can end it here. thank you guys for listening. Like I said, those videos, I'm going to post them on my Instagram. I'm going to do like the screen grab of the video and post it on there. And if you want to see more of those TikTok videos, for sure, let me know somehow. DM me, tag me in something. Just let me know if you want to see more of those. And until next time, people. Peace.
Two, three, four, five. No half truths, just naked minds.